Why, Betty, I can't understand such actions.
The door is open.
Do you realize what time it is?
Oh, now, Mother, please. Just because you keep early hours is no reason I have to. It simply isn't being done. That's all. You shouldn't have waited up.
But, darling, it's your first night home. And I shouldn't wait up for my little girl?
Oh, I'm not a little girl. And don't treat me like a 2-year-old. I simply couldn't get away sooner. I'm sorry. Let it go at that.
Betty, I wish you wouldn't talk like that.
Oh, Mother, I'm tired. Where's my room?
I'll show you. Honey, this is your room. Betty, darling, aren't you going to kiss me goodnight?
Well, why, of course, Mother, but I wasn't ready to say goodnight yet.
Oh, Betty, why, you've been drinking.
Oh, Mother, a girl has to take a drink or two and be a good fellow, or no one will invite her any place. You don't understand, Mother. Oh, you're so old-fashioned.
I'm old-fashioned. Who was that young man?
Freddie Gilmore. You know the Gilmore chain stores. His family's one of the most prominent in town. Freddie's worth millions.
That may all be very well. But listen, my dear. Because a man can get credit for $1 million in Wall Street doesn't mean that he can be trusted in a taxicab.
Oh, this is no time for preaching, Mother. Besides, I resent your inferences about Freddie. He's a perfect gentleman. You just don't know men, that's all.
You'd be surprised. Anyway, I forbid you to see that Gilmore again.
You forbid me? Why, how absurd. Mothers don't talk that way to their daughters anymore.
Oh, my dear. You've got a lot to learn in life. And life is a hard teacher. I would rather teach you myself. And my first lesson to you is to keep away from Freddie Gilmore.
Don't worry. I shan't have to do that. He most likely he'll keep away from me now that he's seen the horrible place I have to live in. I was never so embarrassed in my life as when I had to tell him to take me to this section of town and then to drive up to this ugly-looking apartment. Why, you always gave me the impression we were rich. My friends are the best and wealthiest people. When they learn of this, they'll drop me in a minute. I won't have anybody.
But you'll always have me, Betty, darling.
Oh, Mother, please don't call me Betty. I was terribly humiliated when you called me that before Jean. My friends call me Beth. Betty is. Well, it's so vulgar.
Good night, Beth.